Silthole uGenesis isas incwadi yokuqala eBhayibhelini isahluko seshumi nesithupha kusukele vesini lesikhombisa.
Our text we find in the first book in the Bible, Genesis chapter 16 from verse 7.
Ebusuku ngesikhathi ngithandaza ngithi hawu Nkosi ngizokhuluma ngakuphi namhlanje. Thathi iBhayibheli ngithi ngiyaphenya kunome izahluko zangamashumi amabili kulezo ndawo kodwa ngithi ngisaphenya khona ngafunda leli zwi kwaba sengathi angikhulume ngalo ivesi lesikhombisa.
Last night when I was praying and asking the Lord what I should speak about today, I was looking, doing a study in Numbers, some chapters there, but then somehow the Lord led me to this portion here in Genesis, the 7th verse.
Ingelosi ka Jehova yamfumana ngasemthonjini wamanzi ehlane.
Now the angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur.
Yati Hakari, Negugazika Sarai, Uvela Pina, Uyanga Pina.
And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, where have you come from and where are you going? And she said, I am fleeing from the presence of my mistress Sarai.
Ingelosi kaJehova yathi kuye, buyela kuyo inkosikazi yakho, uzithobise phansi kwesandla sayo.
Then the angel of the Lord said to her, return to your mistress and submit yourself to her authority.
Ingelosi kaJehova yathi futhi kuye, ngiyakwandisa kakhulu inzalo yakho, ingabe isabalwa ngobuningi bayo.
Moreover, the angel of the Lord said to her, I will greatly multiply your descendants so that they shall be too many to count.
Ingelosi kaJehova yathi kuye, bheka, usukhulelwe, uyakuzala indodana, uyiqambe igama lokuthi u-Ishmayeli, ngokuba uJehova uzwile ukuhlupheka kwakho.
The angel of the Lord said to her further, behold, you are with child, and you shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has given heed to your affliction.
Uyakuba ngumuntu njengembongolo engathandisiwe, isandla sakhe simelana nabo bonke, nesandla sabo bonke simelane naye, ahlale ngasempumalanga kwabafowabo bonke.
And he will be a wild donkey of a man, his hand will be against everyone, and everyone will be against him, and he will live to the east of all his brothers.
Wamqamba uJehova wayikhulume kuyo igama lokuthi wena unguNkulunkulu obonayo ngokuba wathi imbala ngimbonile ongibonayo.
Then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, thou art a God who sees, for she said, have I even remained alive here after seeing him? Now the first point.
Ingelosi kaJehova yabonakala kuHagar.
The angel of the Lord appeared to Hagar. This is the first time where reference is made to the angel of the Lord. The angel. of the Lord.
E testamenti nel dala. Trishon chalo. Nite testamenti nel dala. Aielish. E testamenti nel dala. Ingelosi yenkosi. Izi veza. Jengengelosi.
Now in the Old Testament, specifically, not in the New Testament, but in the Old Testament, where it's referred to the angel of the Lord, it is referred to the angel that has a divine nature.
Diti, ay unkulunkulu esimaziyo njengokuthi unkulunkulu uyise.
Not only just the God who we know as the God, as God the Father. So not God the Father alone. But He is holy as God is holy. And He is like God.
E testamenti nel dala. Kwangathi kunguJesu qobo lwakhe. Ozibonakalisayo, obonwa ngamehlo ezibonakalisa kumuntu.
So whenever it's referred to the angel of the Lord, it is believed that it is referring to Jesus himself, being God himself.
This angel is the Lord himself revealing himself in visible, adopting a visible form, revealing himself to man. Yikho kuthwa kunguJesu engakazalwa eBethlehem ngoba wayekhona.
So they say this is Jesus himself before he was born in Bethlehem, because he existed right from the beginning. He'd always been there.
So, uJesu wayibuza abaFarisi nabaSadusi, bethi wena ukabi neminyaka engamashumi amane, ukhuluma kanjani leyo nto? Wathi u-Abrahama wangibona, walibona usuku lwami, wathokoza.
So he had always been. That's why when he was before the Pharisees and they said, but you aren't even 40 years old yet. How can you speak like this? You weren't even around then. Then he answered and said, when Abraham saw me, he rejoiced in my day. So he had existed long before Abraham even came onto the scene. But the Pharisees and Sadducees hadn't and didn't see that mystery.
Manjege lengelosi yenkosi yabonakala kuHagar.
So the angel of the Lord appeared to Hagar.
Yabonakala esehlane laseShuri.
And that was when she was in the wilderness of Shur.
Ihlane elibi lesihlabathi sodwa.
A barren, deserted place, a dry desert with just sand all over.
But ngokwe tradition be kungasemthonjeni oseduze nendlela ebhekenzansi shona le ngasegibhithe.
According to tradition, it was along the way where there was the well on the road going down to Egypt.
Phakathi kweGibhithe nePalestine.
Between Egypt and Palestine.
Ibanga 240 amakhilomitha.
Approximately 240 kilometers.
Kwangathi lendlela ibe bhekele kubo lakhona ihlobo zakubo enzansi.
It must have been the road that led to her people, there where she came from originally, down there in the south.
Ube sesemzimeni esehluphekile uma ingelozi yenkosi ingafikanga kuye kwangathi ubezofela kuleyo ndlela eyedwa engenamuntu engenamngani ezizwela ukuthi ngedwa manje kuleli hlathi.
She was in great distress, a totally hopeless state. If the angel of the Lord hadn't appeared, she would have died there all on her own, without any friends, without anyone to support her.
Ingelosi yenkosi yambuza umbuzo, haka uvela phi na?
And the angel of the Lord asked her, he put this question to her, Hagar, where do you come from?
Nokuthi uya ngaphi na?
And where are you going?
Uyamcabangisa, umphaphamisa ebuthongweni bakhe obumphethe ngokomoya. Nasekudakweni kwakhe engadakwa utshwala kodwa edakwa ukunye.
He is, so to say, waking her up out of her sleep, that drowsiness that had come over her, almost as if she was under the influence of alcohol. She couldn't think straight, and he's now getting her back to reality, to get her thinking.
Niyazi phela indaba kaHagari ukuthi uSara umkaAbrahama wayithatha indaba eyithathela yena ngezandla zakhe esikhundleni sokuthi isetshenzwa uNkulunkulu wayisebenza yena.
You probably know the story of Hagar, what had happened. She was Sarah's maidservant, Sarah Abram's wife. Had taken things into her own hand, out of the hands of God. She didn't wait upon the Lord. She took it into her own hands.
Kuyingozi enkulu kabi uma ukwenza lokho, into eqondene noNkulunkulu bese uyithathele uzenzela izinto.
That's a terribly risky thing to do. If you take something that belongs to God and you take it into your own hands.
uNkulunkulu wamthembisa uAbrahama ukuthi uzomnika indodana. Manje baze baguga bebona ukuthi asitholi. Phela thina abantu bomhlaba sibulawa into eyodwa, sikwazi ukulinda isikhathi sikaNkulunkulu.
God had promised Abraham a son. And then they noticed how they were getting on in years, and they were quite old already. And then she took things into her own hands. She couldn't wait upon the Lord. And that's the problem with us human beings. We cannot wait upon the Lord.
That's a verfluchte Ding. Uns kann ich wach auf die Ehre nicht. Um der Wach ist die möglichste Ding. Auf Sackle verblankes. Das ist der Haastag, um Gott zu dienen. Um Dinge zu tun für Gott. En hulle maak die fout wat die eerste koning van Israel supermarket.
Abaningi bayalenza lelo phutha. Yebo bayathanda ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu, kodwa abakwazi ukumlinda. Bese bezenzela izinto ngoba sebejahile, njengaleyo nkosi yokuqala kwa-Israyeli.
Wayisethi nangu Hagari incekukazi yami, ithathe ibe kumkakho ikuzalele indodana. Hawu makhosikazi, anoqaphelisise into eniyenzayo nento eniyikhulumayo nenikushoyo emadodeneni.
Then she said to her husband, take Hagar, my maidservant, as your wife. She can bear you a son. You women should be very careful what you say and what you do and how you act towards your husbands and what you say to them.
Hawu, uHagari, uma esebona ukuthi usekhulelwe, wazibona emkhulu, ephakeme kunomesisi wakhe, waqala ukumdelela. Ubani okhalayo? Uye lo mfazi futhi, uSara.
And when Hagar noticed that she was with child, she became proud and haughty, and she thought now she was greater than even her mistress, and she looked down upon her. And who was it, the one that suffered? It's that same woman who had this bright idea.
Nawe uma uthathe indaba uyikhiphe ezandleni zikaNkulunkulu, ngiyakutshela izobuya ikuhlabe, 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 uqwashe ebusuku. Ukhohlwe ukuthi uzokwenze njani, kube wena futhi okhalayo, kuze kuwena osolayo u-Abrahama.
And if you do the same, if you take things out of God's hands and you start doing your own thing, thinking you know how it's done, you will be the one that suffers most and suffers first. But you will then blame others for it, even Abraham.
Abraham wathi incekukazi yakho, wena obuveza lo mbono, wena owakwenza, ungenza okuthandayo ngoba usesandleni sakho.
And Abraham said to her, to his wife, said, well, it's your maidservant, and after all, it was your idea. So it's up to you. You can do what you think best.
Auge, wasuka kuSara. Wamshuga. Ngaphezu kwakuqala. Hey, indaba yamakhosikazi. Niyazi phela ukuthi amashayina athi ukuxabana abesifazane ababili phansi kophahlo lodwa. Kunjalo uma kubusa uSathane enhlizweni.
But it just became more and more difficult, totally so difficult that she didn't know what to do anymore. It's like the Chinese when they write their word for fighting as two women under one roof. And so it is when the devil comes in.
USara wamphatha kabi, wamshuka, wamzwisisa ukuthi mina engiwubasi laikhaya. Wazenzela okwakhe emshuka, esebenza lokhu, usebenza lokhu, yenza lokhu. Awu, nina ke makhosikazi ke seniyazi ke ukuthi kunhloboni thina madoda sazi. Sibufushi kulokho, okwenu lokho, nina besifazane.
And so Sarah made it totally impossible for Hagar, and she exerted authority more and more and just made it impossible for Hagar. And you women know how to do it. You're far better at it than we men are. And she just made the situation totally impossible for her.
Kanti uHagari lo unokuyiqhenya enhlizweni yakhe nokuyiphakamisa.
But Hagar also had a problem that she was proud and haughty.
Bekhona nepheshini kuye, kusho ukuthi kufutheka kwenhliziyo.
She also had a passion in her.
Ulaka,
anger,
ukuthukuthela begcwele enhlizweni yakhe. Udinwa.
Irritability. She was just full of it in her heart.
Waphatheka kabi. Ngokuthi aphathwe ngalendlela.
And she just couldn't bear it that she was being treated in this way.
Futhi ube obstinate kusho ukuthi ube nenkani. Embi. Inkanona eyonayo indaba.
She was obstinate, stubborn. And that, of course, makes things just impossible. That is what drove Hagar.
Waza wayithatha indlela wathi ngiyokweqa manje. Ngizobaleka manje. Into ke yamadoda futhi leyo. Uma uphatheka kabi, kulukhuni, kunzima.
She eventually got to the point where she decided the only way out of this is just to run away from the situation. Now that just, it's not just women that do things like that. Some men are the same. When things get difficult, they just say, well, I'm just going to run away from the situation.
And she was driven by these hellish things to go it all alone, that long, dangerous way. A woman, a young woman, living as a mad person.
Waye kuchwa ke lo muntu, unkosikazi omusha nje, umakoti omusha. Kodwa lezi zinto zesihoke zamqhubayo ukuthi asuke ayihambela yedwa vo hamba ibanga elide eliyingozi futhi.
Lendlela ibembi eyihlane indlela yokufa igebengu abangasuka bamdlwengule kodwa akungeni lutho ekhanda uma umuntu estaban yabona ayistabani stubborn yabona ngesingisi awufuni ukutshelwa uya lapho uthanda khona.
She was prepared to go it all alone on this dangerous journey where there were many dangers. So to say, giving herself into death. All that just because of her stubborn nature.
And if it wouldn't have been for the angel of the Lord, she would have died alone. If he wouldn't have had mercy upon her, if he wouldn't have brought her mind back again to sanity.
Ukuba ingelosi yenkosi ayifikanga kuyena kuleyo ndawo engamphaphamisanga ebuthongweni bakhe kulokhu kuhlanya kwakhe, wayizofela khona. Wasizwa nje ingelosi yenkosi.
To reflect, to bring to her mind where she came from and what her duty was. And she was running away. Said Vekhartu.
Unkulunkulu wafika kuyena ukumkhumbuza la iqhamuka khona. Emkhumbuzo ukuthi empeleni okwakufanele ukuthi akwenze ikuphi.
Ngelozi yenkosi yathi ukhulelwe.
And the angel of the Lord said, behold, you are with child.
Uzozali ndodana.
You shall bear a son.
Le ndodana iyakuba njengembongolo yasendle.
And this
engenakuthanjiswa.
And he said, your son will be like a wild donkey, uncontrollable.
Hey nina besifazane uma nikhulelwe. Ano kumbula ukuthi nicabangayo enikushoyo enikwenzayo nifake isitembu enganeni ngokuba eyiphatha njengohlanya uzozala uhlanya.
And remember, you woman, if you are with child, what you do, how you act, and what you think influences that child. Just like she was uncontrollable, and in that state that she was in that time, it influenced her child, and so he was to become uncontrollable too.
Wathi uNkulunkulu kuverse 12, uyakuba ngumuntu njengembongolo engathandisiwe ngesebheru, a wild ass. Imyuzi, imbongolo yasentabeni yasendle.
And in verse 12 he says, he will be a wild donkey of a man, like a wild donkey, a wild ass.
Isandla sakhe simelane nabo bonke. Nesandla sabo bonke simelane naye.
His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand will be against him.
Ama Arabu labo. Ama Sulumani. O Saddam Hussein. Abase Iraq. Abase Iran. Inzalo kaHagari leyo. Inhlanya. Thatha amabhomu uyibophele eswini sakho. Uhambe uyiqhumise nabanye. Washa. Wa ingelozi yenkosi. Yasho ndulondulwini ukuthi uzoba njalo.
And if you think of what the angel of the Lord said, and you think of her descendants and the descendants of Ishmael, now they're living there in Iraq and Iran and in those areas, people who tie explosives to themselves and blow themselves up together with other people. That's these descendants of this man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand will be against him. He will be like a wild donkey, which you cannot control.
Hakari, akusiyena yedwa ube nephutha. USara ube namaphutha futhi ube mphethe kabi.
Now Hagar was not the only one that had made mistakes. Sarah had also made mistakes. She hadn't treated her well.
Kodwa noma umuntu ekuphethe kabi awunalo ilungelo lokuphuma endleleni kaNkulunkulu.
But even if someone else treats you unfairly, you have no right to leave God's way that He has for you.
Noma usebugqileni uhlutshwa awunalo ilungelo lokuphuma entandweni kaNkulunkulu uyishiye indlela nobizo lwakho.
Even though you feel you like a slave and it is a difficult situation, you have absolutely no right to forsake God's calling for your life. Before I continue, let me just direct this at you, woman. If you fail to serve God as you should and to listen to the Holy Spirit as you should, God will use your children to make life difficult for you.
You need
to be. You need to be sanctified as your Heavenly Father is holy. So you need to be sanctified that you don't bring wild donkeys into this world. And so she meets with the angel of the Lord, and the angel asks him, Hagar, where do you come from? And where are you going? This way that you're on, where is it taking you?
Daar is geen toekoms vir enig iemand in hierdie wêreld. Daar is geen toekoms vir jou. As jy nie onthou waar jy vandaan kom, van jou verlede, en die toekoms sal nooit regkom nie, as die verlede nie reggekom het nie. Ngeke, ikusasa lakho lilunge, ikusasa lakho ufuna ukuthi uNkulunkulu abe nawe akusise ube nerivayiveli, ngeke kuzofa uma ungakhumbulanga lapho uvela khona.
You cannot expect a bright and glorious future. Whatever it is that you are expecting in the future, maybe even a revival, but you cannot expect it if your past hasn't been sorted out, if you haven't thought of where you have come from.
Ungasukela la engelozini yenkosi uhathathe lonke iBhayibheli uzophuma eTestamenteni elisha. Njalo uma uhlangana noJesu uzohlangana nalokho lapho uvela khona.
You can take it throughout the Bible, from this meeting with the angel of the Lord, right through to the New Testament. Wherever there is a meeting with the angel of the Lord, with the Lord Jesus, He will always remind you of your past and take you through your past.
UJesu lapho ehlangana nowesifazana waseSamaria.
When the Lord met the Samaritan woman,
ecela amanzi okuphila,
who asked him for the water of life,
uJesu wathinta lapho eqhamuka khona.
Jesus put his finger on her past.
Ngoba uJesu nguye okhona, owayekhona, noza kuba khona.
For Jesus is the one who is now, and who was, and who will be in the future.
Ungathi ukuthi ngiyakhohlwa ungasemuva, anginandaba, uyaganga wena. Uyokholwa uSathane, uzophelela lapho ekhona yena. Uma wena ungakhumbulanga lapho uvela khona, walungisa indaba yakho lapho. Ikusasa ngeke lunge kungalunganga okudala.
You can say, oh well, the past is behind me, I'm forgetting about it, I'm not going to bother about it, I'm just going forward. But you'll get nowhere with the Lord Jesus if that's the attitude you have.
Yebo, Paul washo wathi ngiyakhohlwa okungasemuva, ngizelulela kokuphambili, kodwa uhlolisise ukuthi lokho abekubala ekusho ukuthi ngiyakhohlwa ukuthi bekunhloboni. Kodwa uma uhlangana noJesu, into yokuqala, uvelaphi na? Udlulephi? Kwenzekeni?
Now you may say, well, but Paul himself said, I forget what lies behind me and I stretch forward to what lies ahead. Maybe you should do a study and see what Paul was actually referring to there. But you can be sure, when you meet with Jesus, as many in the Bible experience, when they met with him, he went through their past and asked, where have you come from? And the Samaritan woman said, Lord, give me of that water. And he said to her, go call your husband. She said, well, I don't have a husband. She says, so he said, I say to you, you've had five already, and the one you're living with doesn't belong to you either.
If you claim that you met with Jesus and you didn't meet with your past, make sure what kind of a Jesus it is. It's not the one who's represented here as the angel of the Lord.
Uma wena uthi wakwahlangana nenkosi uJesu kodwa akakhumbuzangi izolo lakho nosukwenzile empilweni yakho, awuvivinye, mhlambe wahlangana nomunye nje uJesu, hayi lo obiza ukuthi uyingelozi yenkosi.
Khumbula lo mfanekiso esasixoxelwa usisithofozi Walo befuna ukuhamba indlela kaNkuluNkulu wayesefika la ibambeka khona. Kwathi wabuka emaqhakaleni, wabuka. Kanti khona induku. Tsuke khuphuka intaba ishona ngale. Kwathi wena nquma leyo ntaba nalomngani wakhe obenza izono naye. Ngaphandle kwakho kwalokho akukho ukuphumelela nokuqhubekela phambili.
Remember the illustration that Sister Force shared with us where she saw someone who said he wanted to follow the Lord, but on his ankle there was a rope tied to it, a long one that went over the hill, tied to someone else. And that person was told, if you want to follow the Lord, you need to sever that tie first.
Kuma happy for the 13, siyafunda ukuthi.
In Hebrews 4, verse 13, we read,
Akukho lutho. Akukho akukho nto. Akukho akukho nto edaliweyo engabonakali phambi kwakhe. Kepha konke kwambuliwe kusobala emehlweni akhe. Esiya kuzilanda kuyo.
That there's nothing created that is hidden before his eyes, but we will have to give account for everything before him.
What was unborn ukuthi akusiyena uMessiah yini lo ngoba umtshele konke ngakwenzayo.
And the Samaritan woman went to her people. She said, come out and see this man. Whether this isn't the Messiah, for he has told me everything that I've ever done.
Iyo le ndoda eshoyo esambulweni ebhaleli ibandla lakhe. Elalahlekelwa uthando lwaqala. Wathi khumbula lapho uwe khona.
This is the same person. That man who in Revelation spoke to that congregation who had lost its first love, and he said to them, remember where you have fallen.
Akukho ukuqhubekela phambili uma singaqalanga siyemuva la konakala khona.
We cannot go forward without first going back to that point where things went wrong.
Lo uNkulunkulu owayekhona noma ekhona manje awukwazi ukuhlangana naye ungahlangananga nalapho uvela khona.
If you meet with that Lord, the one who is now, you may meet him now, but he is also the one who was then, and you first have to pass that point as well.
Uthi uHagari, ngibalekele uSara, ukuze ngibalekele yena.
And Hagar said, I'm here, I'm fleeing from the presence of my mistress, Sarai, because she is mistreating me.
Imfihlakalo leyo, imfihlakalo yokomoya, uma ufuna ibusiso sikaNkulunkulu, kukhona okunye okusele emuva, ungayilungisanga leyo ndaba, mhlobo wami. Noma kwaba igame lodwa owalikhulumayo wedwa nengane zakho nomnomyeni wakho ungedlulanga kulona khiyekile kusasa lengcebo kaNkulunkulu.
And that is a spiritual secret. You cannot go forward, you cannot grasp hold of the mysteries of God if you haven't gone back to that point in your life where something went wrong, even though it may have been one word which you spoke to your children or to your husband or to whoever. You won't get God's blessing unless you've passed that point.
Die toekomst zal niet gezien wees nie, als die verlede nie reg is nie. Waar kan dat ook? Waar kan dat ook? Nou moet ik zien die zo en gumtwana kan kunnen kulung kule kwaie nie. Oma kukon ook dala, onge blungi sanga. Khiwe phephambili indlengebo kaNkuluNkulunkulu. Ayilungiswe leyo ndaba. Khumbula mzalwane, khumbula lapho uqhamuka khona. Khumbula ubuwedwa, mhlawumbe kunabantu. Khumbula usowalungisa lezo zinto, usowaxolisa.
You cannot get the blessings of God if you haven't in your life gone back to that point in your life where things went wrong. And no matter what you do, you may be singing in the choir, whatever you may be doing for the Lord, but you'll never get the fullness of His blessing unless you've passed that point again. You need to remember where you have come from.
If you want God's best for the future, but you are not prepared to make right the wrong of the past, you're not only a Pharisee, you're a clever devil. Don't tell me you're a child of the Lord. Which Lord? Is that the one we hear about? In the German Bible it says, the one from whose eyes nothing is hidden. We talk about Him. That's the man we preach about.
Ngeke usithole isibusiso sikaNkuluNkulu uma ungakalungisi lokho okwakonakele phambilini. Awukwazi ukusho ukuthi uyamkhonza uNkuluNkulu. Uyadlala wena. UngumFarisi. Emfeleni uSathane nje ohlakaniphileyo uma uthi ukhonza yena, kanti ukhona okungalungile ongakakulungisi. Kanti yena uthi akukho nokodwa okufihliweyo phambi kwakhe emhleni wakhe yonke, phambi kwakhe yonke into isobala.
Die toekomst moet recht wees, gezind wees. En jij verdankt, jij vergeet die oude dingen. Stop. Die engel van de Heer zegt, ga maak recht. Maak recht. Al is jij een vrouw of een man, en zeg ik is die man. Jij is die man, maar jij hebt ook een hoofd. En jij is verantwoordelijk voor hem.
Yebo uyasifuna isibusiso sikaNkuluNkulu. Kodwa kusadinga ukuthi ubuyele kuleyo ndawo, ukhumbule la konakele khona, noma ungaba unkosikazi, noma ungaba indoda, mhlawumbe uthi awungindoda mina. Kodwa khumbula ukuthi isekhona enye indoda ekuphethe nawe.
Ayikho indlela. Ayikho. Indlela kaJesu leyo ingelozi yenkosi. Lapho uMose sezubiza ukuhola abantu bakhe, ebona leso sihlahla esivuthayo, singacimi. Waya ukuzobona. Ingelozi yenkosi yakhuluma, Mose khumula imbadada zayo. Khumula. Khumula lokho kudala. Khumula kunamathele lezo ntulo. Lo mkhulu unamathele kuwe lapho ubuhamba khona. Khumula. Uzingcwelise. Yona ndlela ayikhweni indlela. Noma uthanda, noma ungathandi. Futhi uma ungayibambanga leyo mfihlakalo, uzoyibamba ngosuku lokwahlulelwa.
And that is the way the Lord works, without exception. Even Moses experienced that when he met up with that burning bush. It was burning and yet it wasn't consumed. He drew closer when he looked. And then the angel of the Lord spoke to him as well. And the first thing he said, take off those sandals from your feet, for you're standing on holy ground. Those sandals signifying his past. Those roads that he had walked. That dust, that dung which had caught up on his sandals. The first thing the Lord said, those things of the past, that old, must be taken off.
Noma usebenza kwasiza abantu, noma umshumayeli, uma khona into ongayilungisanga mfowethu, dadewethu, ikusasa lakho liyoba yihlane njani.
Even if you're a co-worker here at Sizabantu, but if you, brother, or you, sister, have something in your life of the past which hasn't been made right, Your life will be a wilderness.
Khumbula uthi uJesu namhlanje. Khumbula lapho uqhamuka khona.
If you want to
khumbula lapho ekhona lungitsa ayikhenye indlela.
If you want a bright spiritual future, if you want your spiritual life to be a flower in full blossom, showing forth the glory of God, then you need to first start back there. Remember where you went wrong and get that right.
Uhakari, what are Imbala ngimbonile ongibonayo. Verse 13.
And then Hagar spoke, "Thou art a God who sees." For she said,
"I've seen the one who's seen me, the God who sees. Have you met with him already? The God who sees."
Usuwahlangana nalo uNkulunkulu, lo uNkulunkulu obonayo.
UJesu wathi ngensuku zokugcina kuba khona uJesu abaningi. Akuhlolisise ukuthi lo Jesu esimkhonzayo imuphi na. Obonayo, owakubona uwedwa endlini, owakubona uhleba, owakubona uphatha amagama abantu bengekho, kodwa uyambotha, uyaphambili. Athi uNkulunkulu, uyangaphi? Kunje uyangaphi?
The Bible says in the last times there will be many Christs. So you need to see which one is the one that you met with. Is it the God that sees everything, those things you spoke in secret, that criticism, those things you where you slandered others? You say you're going forward, but the Lord says to you, where do you think you are going?
Laba babekhona ngesikhathi se-revival sifuna uNkulunkulu, niyakhumbula? Niyakhumbula sisafuna i-revival ukuthi besenze njani? Bakhona.
Those who were here were at the beginning of the revival when we sought the Lord's face for and sought that he should start working in our midst.
Niyakhumbula sikhuphuke sehle intaba. Sihambe sibuyisana nabantu, silungise indaba zethu, silungise. Ayikho revival ngaphandle kwalokho. Uma ikhona ivele sihogweni.
Do you remember how we went up and down over mountains through valleys looking at people to make right with them where we had wronged them? Do you remember how God worked in our lives at that time so that he could work through us? You think you want revival? You won't get revival if you don't go through that. You won't experience revival if you haven't done that.
Ucela ukuthi ugcwaliswe ngomoya ongcwele. Ngeke. Uma ungakhumbula lapho uvela khona. Khumbula. Khumbula ukuhleba kwakho. Khumbula izinto owayikhulumayo. Ukhumbula izinto owayicabangayo. Khumbula.
You want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You cannot expect the Lord to fill you with the Spirit if you haven't remembered those things in the past, those things you said, those things you thought, and those things haven't been dealt with. You cannot expect God to give you his Spirit.
You will meet up with spiritual bankruptcy. Maybe not only spiritual, but bankrupt in many ways. God says, my blessing doesn't rest upon you. Where you come from? Go back where you come from. To make right all the wrongs. If you want the blessing of the Lord for the future.
Ngeke uphumelele ngokomoya. Uyophelelwa amandla endleleni. Ngeke ufike la uya khona. Uma ungakhumbulanga la uqhamuka khona.
Wa ingelosi yenkosi yathi, hamba uzithobe akanasikhathi ukukhuluma ngamaphutha ka ka Sarah. Got no time to sit around the table and have peace talks. You go and humble yourself. Sarah has got to face her own problems and her own sin. She wants the blessing of the Lord. But that's none of your business. You make your life right. And if it's your life, it's your past, present, and future.
Akakhulumi indabende ngamaphutha kaSara. Qa uNkulunkulu uqondene noSara uzoqondanisa naye. Kodwa la uqondanisa noHagar uthi wena okumele ukukwenza, buyela khona, ulungisa indaba yakho, khumbula la uqhamuka khona wena.
Uzithobe, hey, inkanike, sesifika enkanini, uzithoba. Hawubo, ukuzithoba, ngcono ngiyesihogweni kunokuba ngizithoba. Yana uzosha khona ingunaphakade.
And submit yourself, humble yourself. Well, that's the crux of the matter. People will say, I'd rather die, I'd rather go to hell than humble myself. And you will go to hell if you don't humble yourself.
The most difficult thing for us, to humble ourselves. And there are many that are even called children of God. They rather go to hell. The wrong way. The desert way. Yini kube likhuni kangako kusithoba. Angithi sasha ukuthi uHagari ube iqhenya.
Why is it so difficult to humble yourself? As we said, that was Hagar's problem. She was proud.
Ubei paramisa.
Haughty.
Ubei nsiziye futhekayo laka inkani.
A heart filled with passion, with anger.
Idinga ukusetshenzwa. Idinga ukusetshenzwa ihlanzwe. Ikhishwe thola inhliziyo entsha. Ukuba uNkulunkulu akwazi ukuthi abe nawe, asebenze ngawe, nomoya ongcwele akhululeke empilweni yakho.
And that heart needs to be dealt with. It needs to be cleansed. God needs to give you a new heart that is soft, that He can work through.
Angazi ukuthi kuyezwakala yini noma cha.
I don't know whether you understand. But I say, may he who has an ear to hear, hear. And remember, you will have to pay the price, not someone else.
Futhi kufanele ukuthi wena uqonde ukuthi uzolahlekelwa izibusiso zakho.
You will suffer. You will lose the blessing.
Yebo, kukhona abantu mhlawumbe abazoya esihogweni bebezosindiswa ngawe.
Yes,
mhlawumbe bekuzophenduka izangomo, izanusi, abathwebulayo, idakwa, ifebe, ingane ngawe. Igazi labo lizobizwa kuwe. Kodwa nawe.
The difference is just that others will probably also be affected indirectly because they would have got converted through you. Those sangomas, those witch doctors, those children, they would have got converted through you and found Christ and found life through you. But because you didn't pay the price, they went lost. But their blood will be required of your hands.
UHagari ngakusho ukuthi awu kodwa Nkosi ufuna ukungephula.
Now Hagar,
awungizweli, awuboni ukuhlupheka kwami, awuboni ukuthi ungiphathe kabi kangakanani.
Now Hagar could have complained and said, but Lord, you don't understand. You don't realize what a predicament I'm in. Don't you realize what I've gone through?
She just wanted to break me. I couldn't take it any longer.
And then you say, I'm not prepared that she breaks me. I'll rather run away. Well, you can run, you wild donkey that is uncontrollable. But you will also have an offspring. There is one way that you humble yourself and that you go back to that place.
And
then you need to be alone with the Lord. And you say, oh Lord, through your Spirit, reveal now to me where things went wrong in my life. Remind me of those things in the past, where I come from, those lies that I told, those things I said which I shouldn't have said, or the things I did which I shouldn't have done.
We have whom? Ugutu pindele, lapu kamunga kona, ustobe.
Are you prepared to go back to that place where you come from and humble yourself? God sees your heart. He knows your heart. But the future will show us whether you did that or not. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, take that iron and put it into the fire till it's red hot. And then burn these words into our hearts that you spoke to Hagar, where you said to her, Hagar, where have you come from? Where are you going to? And thereafter, even she said, you are the God who sees. You saw how she had been at loggerheads with Sarah. You saw how she had fought with her. You saw how she had looked down upon her. Now, Lord, today we don't pray for the whole world as such, but we pray for ourselves. When those people cried as you carried the cross, you said to them, cry not for me, but cry for yourselves and your children. Give us those tears, Lord. Give us that cry. We pray it in your grace.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll
ask the choir to sing. Let us pray.
Nkosi Jesu lapho ukhuluma washo munye wathawo abusisiwe lawo mabela amabele wa ncelayo naleso sisu esakuthwalayo.
Lord, when you spoke, the people said, blessed are those breasts that nursed you, the womb that carried you.
Wathi yebo, kodwa ubusisiwe kakhulu ozwayo akwenze.
And then you said, yes, but more blessed is the one who hears my words and does them.
Sisize Nkosi ukuba sibe ngabantu abenzayo abakuzwayo abezwayo ukukhuluma kwakho bakuzwisise bakugcine.
Lord, may we be people when we hear you speak that we will take to heart what you say, and then that we will then do what you have said.
Siphe lo musa Nkosi.
Grant us that grace, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.